is the Morning News Express on WFMD. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. You can also email us, Bob at WFMD.com. Ryan at WFMD.com. And I got to ask a question, Ryan. You may know the answer to this.
Okay.
The Gabby Petito case.
Mm-hmm.
How much money are they spending and efforts to look for one man? And how big of a story is this? And now you got Dog the Bounty Hunter. You've got people searching in areas, and it's just an overwhelming search for one man. We have so many cases in this country, and I brought this up before. What makes this case national headlines and using all of the money and resources to find this guy? Now, my theories are, if you stop looking for him, you'll find him. And that means because he'll end up making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll think that he's safe and everything's okay. And that's when you'll get him.
Yeah, if he's still alive. Yeah, because they have the FBI's been out looking for him all week long. You have every law enforcement agency. It's safe to say that Brian Laundrie, as of right now, is the most wanted man in America. And with details continuing to unfold, the media is obsessing on the fact that he hit Gabby Petito. And I think that's good and bad because, A, you look at the positive aspect. It brings more attention to people that are undergoing domestic violence right now.
Right.
On the flip side, you take away from the fact that there are thousands and thousands, I would say, probably hundreds of thousands of children and young adults missing in America right now.
Right.
And we go back to, is this case politically motivated? Does the mainstream media need a scapegoat for the failings of the Biden administration? Now, that might be quite a reach to try to make, but I don't think so. Look at when the case happened and look what happened in concert while this case was happening. Afghanistan, inflation, a lot of things are going on. So, yeah, that may not be too far of a reach.
Well, yeah, and then you look at I just Googled it over the weekend, how many people shot in Chicago. Are we searching for those people who actually shot somebody? Or, they might have been able to find as many as they can. But why isn't that a big deal? Why isn't that inner city violence a bigger deal in the newspaper? I said this before. Is it because she was a pretty white girl? Or is it like what you said? They're trying to find something else so they don't have to focus on what they should be focusing on.
Right.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't be trying to find a guy. I'm just saying that it because the media grabbed this case and said, this is what we want, that's why we're having so much resources given to it. All right. It is the Morning News Express. Disagree or agree? 301-694-WFMD.
930 WFMD Sports Update.
Well, Bob, lots of great things happened for the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. And I think the number one greatest thing is that Justin Tucker was lined up in a position to make a 66-yard field goal. Here's how it sounded on Detroit Lions radio.
Tucker's ready. There's the snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up and it is off the crossbar and through. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 19-17, the final score. In Cleveland yesterday, it was Justin Fields making his debut. He was sacked 8 times, the Chicago Bear rookie, and the Browns ran over the Bills rather easily.
Because at the end of the day, those people don't matter. When it comes to wins and losses, they're not helping us win. They're not helping us lose. So they can really say whatever they want.
Yeah, Justin Fields talking about media scrutiny. Washington football team blown out by the Bills, 7-16 at WFMD.
Good morning, WFMD News. A Hagerstown man has been found guilty of rape. Thursday in Frederick County Circuit Court, a jury found 54-year-old Clifford Barnett guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. Detectives learned that a woman, a male friend, and Barnett had socialized the night before. The three went back to the woman's house to socialize more and to sleep. Several hours later, the woman woke up to Barnett sexually assaulting her. She began screaming, and he ran out of the residence. Barnett will be sentenced at a later date. Friends of Gabby Petito said goodbye to the 22-year-old on Sunday at her funeral in Long Island, New York. A prayer card contained a poem titled Let It Be, a phrase Petito had tattooed to her arm. During her service, both her father and her stepfather spoke. Authorities are still searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who's been named a person of interest in Petito's murder. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday told reporters that the nearly 15,000 migrants who were camped out under the bridge in Del Rio last week were not tested for COVID-19, and he does not know if anyone got sick with the virus while there. He said that the U.S. had 150 medical personnel there to deal with the health issues the migrants may have had, and that medical facilities were set up in the area. Mayorkas said that up to 30,000 people were encountered in Del Rio since September 9th, and that as many as 15,000 were concentrated there at one time. I'm Nate Saunders. I'm in Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD Traffic, a service of Truist. BB&T and SunTrust banks are now Truist.
On 270 southbound this morning in Frederick County, authorities are out with an accident by New Design Road, and this crash is off to the right shoulder. So you're slowing on 270 southbound this morning in Frederick County. Actually starts right around Jefferson Street. It's going to stay with you and through Hyattstown, and 355 slows from 75 in through 109. 70 eastbound, your delays this morning. You're seeing them from South Mountain getting in towards Monument Road. Five-vehicle accident off to the left shoulder. And that's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Brought to you by Truist, the new name for better banking, founded on the belief that with better products and services, we can inspire and build better lives and communities. BB&T and SunTrust are now Truist.
The 930 WFMD SkyScan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
Well, thank you, Dean. Right now, some sunshine peeking through the cloud. 61 in Frederick, 60 in Woodsboro, and 61 in Middletown, 719. Your birthdays are right around the corner on the Morning News Express.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause.
I'm Sue Chapin, and I'm co-chair for the Homewood Reads Across America. Reads Across America gives every American the opportunity to thank our veterans, both living and deceased. We sponsor live balsam wreaths that are created in Maine, and they're laid on veterans' graves at Mount Olivet Cemetery here in Frederick on December 18th. The wreaths cost $15 each, and of course, all donations are tax deductible. Mount Olivet Cemetery in itself is a very historic and beautiful cemetery with several great patriots buried there, such as Francis Scott Key. It's also the resting place for 4,000 veterans. Anyone can help us by going to www.reesacrossamerica.org/MD0295P.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause is supported by Premier Dental Arts, Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning, and Maryland Excavation.
I'm a sales technology leader who likes to think big, get things done, make a difference, and win every day. There's nothing better than being on a winning team focused on doing the right thing. If you're looking for a career change or a fresh start in the technology space, then consider Vector Security, where you'll do your part in making your communities more secure, connected, and empowered. At Vector Security, you control your growth and earning potential with a dedicated and local team that always has your back. Join us today at vectorsecurity.com/careers.
Go ahead and turn us up.
That's it.
And thanks for listening. 930 WFMD.
Happy birthday.
It's the Morning News Express, 721 at WFMD. Time now for your birthdays. A service of our friends at Mason Dixon Barbecue. Two great locations right here in Frederick on Monocacy Boulevard and in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. All right, celebrating a birthday, Ryan Hedrick and a camp is 38 today. Also, A. Martinez is 73. He was He's in Longmire. Great. I love him in Longmire. Gwyneth Paltrow is 49 today. Also celebrating a birthday. Lots of people in the music industry. Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive is 78. Sean Cassidy, one of your favorite singers, is 63 today. Avril Lavigne is 37. Also celebrating a birthday today. Lil Wayne is 39.
Love Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil, it's L-I-L Wayne.
Yeah, Michael Lee Aday is celebrating his birthday. He's 74. You know him as Meatloaf. So Meatloaf is 74.
Wow.
And we're not just talking about the one at the local Denny's.
We're not talking about meatball either. It's Meatloaf.
No, Meatloaf. He'll do anything for love. He just needs a little help from some prescription medicines. Also,
you're bad. That's very bad.
Also celebrating birthday today is Marianne Hine, who she's not listening probably right now at the moment because, I know she's not. Also celebrating birthday today, Jay Inskey, one of the toughest guys I know out there. You met him at the fair this weekend.
I did, yes.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. And I want to say a belated birthday to Jan Gardner, who celebrated over the weekend.
Happy birthday, County Executive Gardner.
County Executive Gardner. And I know you got a pretty special one on the list as well.
I do. My dad yesterday celebrating his birthday. My dad is, he's 50 years old. We'll call him 50. He's been celebrating his 50th birthday for the last 10 years now. So happy birthday, Dad. I love you to death. And I will give you a call here in a couple of...
Is he listening? Does he listen in the morning? Yeah, does he wake up and listen at the up there in Ocala at the Villages?
He does. Uh-huh. I believe, I don't know if he's listening right now, but if he is, Dad, text me.
I think you should wake him up. You call him and you wake him up.
Probably
you go,
so.
You know, you do one of your motivational Monday happy birthdays to him.
And, he's probably on the pickleball court right now, to be honest
man,
with you.
Oh, man, nothing wrong with the pickleball
court.
Yeah.
Ron Payne in Middletown, happy birthday to you, sir. And did you say Julia Spencer already?
No, I did not. Okay. Is it her birthday?
It is her birthday. Wow. Happy birthday, Julia.
Great person.
In Frederick. And Haley Capriacole, I think. It's your birthday as well. So if it is your birthday and we did not mention it, shame on us. But you can rectify that by sending us an email, bob@WFMD, ryan@WFMD, or better yet, birthdays at WFMD.com. Right, Bob?
And then when you do that, just put a little note in there, you know, but the birthday, and then put in a little note that says, please forward to Ryan and Bob.
Exactly. It is 7:24, and we're working on getting those birthdays streamlined to Bob's inbox so he could be the birthday official birthday guy. He is the official birthday guy. It's always Bob Miller's birthday. Anyway, it's 7:25. It is now time for the national anthem brought to you by Frederick Air. Frederick Air, it's a good call. It's Whitney Houston for the national anthem this morning. God bless America.
Stripes
That was the late Whitney Houston with today's national anthem, brought to you by Frederick Air. Frederick Air, it's a good call. 727 on the Morning News Express.
A Hagerstown man has been found guilty of a rape from 2019. More on that next, WFMD News.
Johnson & Johnson, quality care for your air.
This is Dale Waite with Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning. I want to let you know that we offer 0% 60-month financing and payments as low as $99 per month on approved credit. We will make it as easy as possible to replace your old heating and cooling system. Check us out at jnjcomfort.com and welcome to comfort.
We are Mid-Maryland's news, traffic, and weather station. 930 WFMD.
WFMD at 728.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
On 270 southbound, we continue to see that delay as you are traveling from 70 and through Hyattstown this morning. Now we're seeing delays going through Germantown. Looks like the earlier accident by New Design Road is gone. 355, your delays are being seen going by 80 in Urbana and then Mott Road into 109. 70 eastbound slows from South Mountain to Monument Road. Five-vehicle accident off to the left shoulder. And then you find a delay as you're going in between Mount Phillip Road and 270. And then in between 40 and 29. That is your 930 WFMD traffic. A service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this morning, sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55. Sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, thank you. It is a beautiful morning out there. Monday, September 27th, 2021. The Morning News Express at 729.
Glenn Beck.
I want you to understand a couple of things. Do not confuse the government with the United States of America. Do not confuse leadership. Biden, Reagan, anyone. Do not confuse the elected officials with the United States of America. That is, we the people. You have to stand because you are the United States of America.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Here at Glenn Beck Live, weekday mornings at 9 on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
WFMD News Time, 7:30.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
A Hagerstown man has been found guilty of rape. Thursday in Frederick County Circuit Court, a jury found 54-year-old Clifford Barnett guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. On September 30th, 2019, Frederick police responded to a home in the 600 block of Taney Avenue for a report of a rape. Detectives learned that a woman, a male friend, and Barnett had socialized the night before. The three went back to the woman's house to socialize more and to sleep. Several hours later, the woman woke up to Barnett sexually assaulting her. She began screaming, and he ran out of the residence. Barnett will be sentenced at a later date. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Some government and corporate coronavirus vaccine mandates take effect today.
New York State hospital and nursing home employees have to be vaccinated. Refusal could mean job loss. In Connecticut, schools may notice fewer bus drivers who are resisting a vaccine mandate that takes effect today. Ahead of today's deadline for its 67,000 workers, United Airlines said they'd reached 97% compliance with their vaccine mandate. And McDonald's corporate office employees must be vaccinated by today as well.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A funeral has been held on Long Island, New York for Gabby Petito the week after her body was found in Wyoming. Her father, Joseph, asks people to not be sad.
If you knew Gabby, she was always pretty a happy girl. You know, people gravitate towards her. You know, her nature was always to smile.
The FBI has taken personal items from her fiancé Brian Laundrie's parents' home in Florida to help with DNA matching, according to the parents' attorney. America's listening to Fox News.
Booster shots against COVID-19 are available in Frederick County.
Spokeswoman Rissa Watkins with the local health department said the agency has been planning for the day it can offer the Pfizer vaccine as a booster. She said the vaccines are available now and there is an adequate supply.
Vaccine is readily available in the community right now. So it's you can check your local pharmacy, urgent care centers. You can always check with your health care provider. This is a great time to check and get your COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine.
Watkins says those eligible for the booster are individuals who've received their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, people 65 and older, persons 18 to 64 who have underlying medical conditions, or those at increased risk of contracting COVID at their workplaces or institutional settings. She says those who've received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are not eligible at this time for boosters, as the FDA and CDC are still reviewing the data. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter for up-to-the-minute news at 930 WFMD. Anyone planning a trip later this year, such as during the holidays, may want to seriously consider purchasing travel insurance. Regina Ali with AAA Mid-Atlantic says this type of insurance will provide protection if you must cancel your trip. Ali says if you purchase travel insurance, get a policy that has a cancel for any reason component, which gives you extra protection. Before you sign up for any policy, speak with a travel advisor.
You really should work with a travel advisor to help you navigate what policy, what travel insurance options are out there. They vary greatly, and a knowledgeable travel advisor can help you understand the various policies.
According to a recent survey done for AAA, 55% of Americans say they will be taking a trip sometime before the end of this year, but only 31% say they will purchase travel insurance because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And John Seaburn, president of the Hagerstown Aviation Museum, says the museum wants to create an expo and event center.
We've been holding events for, 15 years now here on the airport. And we were doing like once a month, we would bring all the airplanes together and the public could come out and take an airplane ride, walk through the big airplanes. And but we always had this vision of a museum event space combination.
This year's Wings and Wheels Expo was on September 11th, and it helped raise money to create the event center.
And that would also help keep the museum going, but at the same time, it would expose a lot more people to the history, the stories, the airplanes, and also be a sort of an economic driver for tourism and everything else that goes along with that here locally.
They say it is an economic development project for the area. You can now text your news and traffic tips to WFMD at 301-694-9363. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
In the studio with Rick from Dixie Electric. Rick, with fall arriving, we hear about changing our smoke detector batteries, but what about other maintenance items around the home or office?
Bob, changing smoke detector batteries or replacing out-of-date detectors is important, but it is also a great time to change clock batteries, remote controls for the TV, all of your battery-operated items.
Well, what about my heating system?
The blower in the air handler, motor in the gas furnace may need oil lubricating. Changing filters and cleaning dust out of the grills or vacuuming the dust from electric heaters. Removing lint buildup in the dryer and exhaust fan vents protects against fires.
Well, Rick, what about my electric panel?
The circuit breaker should be exercised. Turn them off and on. Push the test button on ground fault circuit breakers and the test button on ground fault receptacles in the kitchens, baths, and outside. Christmas is coming, and all new homes have arc fault breakers that have a test button, too.
So while it's still warm outside, test it now, just in case. You may need repairs in the future.
Yes, don't forget to check outdoor lighting. The clocks will be falling back soon.
Dixie Electric, where the details do make the difference.
Now available on all HD radios at 99.9 FM on HD2. WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express 736 at WFMD. Good morning, Rise and Shine, up and Adam. Bob and Ryan getting you through a wonderful morning here on WFMD. What a beautiful day outside.
Oh, man, it is just breathtaking. If you have not had an opportunity to go out and just kind of breathe in the fresh air this morning, do it. It is gorgeous. 63 outside of our WFMD studios. Nate Saunders' personal Instagram page, he put a photo up of the breathtaking skyline. It's just, it's gorgeous. It's really nice.
Absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. So get out and enjoy it. We got traffic coming up in just a couple of seconds. And Of course, your almanac right around the corner.
Yeah.
Nice to see you and talk to John Ashbery over the fair week. Hope you had a good time at the fair. I mean, the fair's a long day, a long week. It's hard. It's, people, except for Ryan. People, they spend a lot of money. They it's just a long day. It's a long week. But a lot of great people who stop by building number 9 in the booth to talk to us and seeing good and old friends once again. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah,
always a pleasure.
I'd like to get a bigger space next year because I think we're being pushed into the corner.
Well, it was that darn cannon.
The cannon, yes.
Yeah, the cannon took part of our space, which made Frankie couldn't hang up his knickknacks, his TikToks, his whatever he's got that he always brings to the fair that he hangs up that nobody looks at.
Yeah, Frank Mitchell started a TikTok page over the weekend.
Did he?
Yeah, you're going to want to we'll get the handle here in a minute. You're going to want to check out all the nice left-leaning content that Frank
has. Yes, and I heard he twerks.
Yeah, he does twerk, but just not at work. 7:38 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
70 eastbound, we're still seeing delays as you're traveling through Frederick County this morning from the rest area in through Monument Road. 5-vehicle accident off to the left shoulder, and then alternate 40 approaching 270 in Howard County after 32. Moving closer towards 29, 270 southbound delays are 85 in through Hyattstown, and then on and off from Father Hurley Boulevard approaching 370. That is your 9:30 WFMD traffic, a service to Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Diana, thank you. 7:38. Now let's check in with Kurt Kroenke, who has the latest on the MTA commute on this breathtakingly beautiful Monday morning. Kurt?
Yes, indeed, Ryan, and we are operating with a slight delay on 894, which left Frederick at 710 this morning, running about 5 to 10 minutes late as it heads to an 852 scheduled arrival at Union Station, Washington. Train 880 makes a stop in Point of Rocks at 755, Dickerson at 803 as it heads to a 921 arrival at Union Station. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit team, I'm Kurt Kroenke on WFMD.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
Thank you, Dean. Right now, temperatures outside our studios. We are sunny skies for the most part, and 60 at WFMD, 740. Time now for your almanac on WFMD. We've got local history from John Ashbery's book and all our yesterday's history of Frederick County. And September 27th, 1918, Ryan, news stories began appearing on a regular basis concerning the outbreak of the Spanish flu in Frederick County. Mm. They had like this big chalkboard in Frederick of how many people got it, how many people died, how many people were in the hospital, how many people were in intensive care. Before it was over in mid-November, nearly 200 had died in the county from the disease.
That is horrible. Bob, today in 1937, the world's first Santa Claus training school opened up. And that is our own Kevin McManus doing a news story on the Santa Training School. And again, great date, Santa Training School. Let's back it up a little bit. 1854, the great disaster involving an Atlantic Ocean liner occurred when the steamship SS Arctic collided with the SS Vesta. The Arctic sank with 400 people aboard, 50 miles off the coast of Newfoundland. In the end, around 80 survived, and they were primarily the crew. All the women and children on board perished.
Sound right.
No.
The crew survived, and the men and women, the women and the children didn't?
Kind of the shenanigans that went on with the Titanic were well documented. Kind of reminds me of that. 1896, the first book of matches was patented. Today in 1962, Rachel Carlson published Silent Spring, about the impacts of pesticide used on the environment in the United States. Today in 1964, the Warren Commission publicly announced its conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President JFK. The 888-page report has been presented to President Johnson 3 days earlier. What do
lies,
you think, Bob?
Lies,
yeah, lies. Lies, 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 right?
Mm-hmm, they got to him.
Yep. 1988, yeah, 3 days after placing first in the men's 100-meter dash at the Seoul Summer Olympics, Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson left for home in disgrace. He had been stripped of his gold medal by officials that say he used steroids. Mm. The U.S. government unveiled its redesigned $100 bill today on this date in 1995, featuring a larger off-center portrait of Benjamin Franklin. That's why they say it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Today in 1996, Baltimore Oriole Robert Alomar, I remember this well, spit in the face of John Hirschbeck, who was an umpire. Alomar, who claimed Hirschbeck called him a derogatory name, was suspended 5 games, and the umps threatened to strike over what was seen as a paltry suspension. Hirschbeck denied Alomar's claim, saying that if he used any vulgar language, it was after he was spit on, not before. At the time, Oriole manager Davey Johnson never divulged what he heard at home plate, only saying, quote, "I think they're both guilty," close quote. As ugly as that situation was, it would have a happy ending, as Alomar and Hirschbeck later patched up their differences and actually became friends.
Can you imagine sitting there at dinner one time having a few drinks and go, "Hey, you remember that time I spit in your face?
Yeah.
Hey, you remember that time I called you a bad name?" Yeah.
Right.
Cheers.
Right, right. Today, 1999, Tiger Stadium closed in grand fashion after 87 years as the Tigers beat the Royals 8-2. Today in 2003, the Smart One satellite, Europe's first science spacecraft designed to orbit the moon, was launched. Today in 2008, Greg Maddux won what would be his final start of his 23-year career, number 355, as the LA Dodgers, he announced his retirement the following December. And finally, today in 2012, the Mars Curiosity rover discovered evidence of a once fast-moving stream on the planet's surface. And that, my friends, is a look at your almanac. It is 7:44, and we will check sports next.
Did you know that the Salvation Army here in Frederick has a thrift store? Located in 902 Northeast Street, they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll score some great deals on brand-name clothing, furniture, household items, and more. By purchasing, you're helping an individual or family in need get back on their feet through their various Salvation Army social services programs. Visit them on Facebook at Family Store Frederick for updates on products and sales. And if you'd like to donate or schedule a pickup, please call them at 301-631-2489.
WFMD at 745.
930 WFMD Sports Update.
All right, we've been talking about it all night. Let's revisit it. The 66-yard field goal as heard on Baltimore Ravens radio Sunday afternoon.
Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good! Crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good! Time has expired. Justin Tucker with the longest field goal in NFL history.
And that's Jerry Sandusky on the Ravens radio network. I did not play the entire thing because the color commentator was absolutely losing his mind, head coach John Harbaugh.
When you have a kicker like that, you want to give him an opportunity like that. And for him to come through like that is just historic.
And the Ravens avoided a very embarrassing victory, 19-17, beating the Lions. Yesterday, Josh Allen was on point as Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback, dissecting Washington's defense for 358 yards passing.
Touchdown, Buffalo. It is Dawson Knox went up high and brought it in for the Buffalo touchdown.
And that's John Murphy on the Bills radio network. Final score, 43-21. And we'll get to some other sports. The United States has reclaimed the Ryder Cup with a 19-9 trouncing of Europe. It was the most lopsided win since Europe became a part of the event in 1979. Baseball, the Brewers are the latest major league team to wrap up a playoff berth. The Brewers clinching their second NL Central title in 4 years, beating the Mets 8 to 4. That is sports at 7:46.
Good morning, WFMD News. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Maryland says a Hagerstown man has been charged with making false statements and bank fraud when it comes to the Payroll Protection Program. A criminal complaint has been filed against 47-year-old Jeffrey Braden. Prosecutors say Braden's company, B&D Consulting, applied for $734,000 last year through the Payroll Protection Program, which was developed to keep individuals on the job during the COVID-19 pandemic. But Braden is alleged to have taken $600,000 of that amount to purchase stocks in a number of publicly traded companies. Federal officials sent a team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board to the site of an Amtrak derailment in north central Montana that killed three people and left seven hospitalized Sunday. Amtrak said the train was carrying about 141 passengers and 16 crew members. Eight cars derailed. And a former ABC News executive has come forward to accuse CNN host Chris Cuomo of sexually harassing her at a party in 2005. Shelley Ross, who was at one time Cuomo's boss, wrote in a New York Times op-ed that Cuomo greeted her at the party with a bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab her backside. Ross says her husband was standing right next to her. She says she later received an email from Cuomo admitting he was ashamed of what he had done and apologized to her and her husband. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Mid. Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
WFMD Traffic, a service of Tranquility of Fredericktown for affordable assisted living.
Your delays on 70 eastbound are growing in Frederick County. First of all, you have a slowdown up and over South Mountain en route towards Monument Road. Five-vehicle accident in the left shoulder. And then you're seeing some slowing in between 17 and Harmony Road, approaching alternate 40 to 270, and then from 32 to 29. Well, on 270 southbound, a solid delay in Frederick County. It starts by the Monocacy River. It stays with you in through Hyattstown. And then you're slowing from Germantown to Gaithersburg. 355 under speed as you are moving from 75 to 109 and in between 121 and Father Hurley Boulevard. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The effects of this pandemic have been devastating to our elderly population living alone. Now is the time to move your loved one. Bring your loved one to Tranquility of Fredericktown. Tranquility-Frederick.com.
Tranquility at Fredericktown, where we are thrilled to be together again.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this morning, sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55. Sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
Thank you, sir. Right now, temperatures outside our studios. We are looking at a very 60 comfortable degrees. Sunshine in Frederick. Good morning, Rise and Shine up and Adam.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
930 WFMD, business update.
7:51 at WFMD. Time now for the business update with Chris Murray, president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick and the host of your financial editor. Saturday afternoons right here on WFMD. Chris, we take a look at the markets, and they inched up a bit higher last week.
They did. We saw the Dow up a little over 0.5%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ barely broke the barrier. It was up, but not by much at all. less than 0.1%. So we see our futures are mixed this morning as we speak right now. Things are positive in Europe, and they were mixed in Asia last night.
Chris, there is a proposed legislation that banks are vehemently against because it basically gives the government carte blanche to really get in your information and see what you're doing. What's the latest? What are the details on this?
Yeah, so banks and individuals are really pushing back against a proposal from the Biden administration that could force these banks to turn over more information on us, their customers, regarding our account information to the Internal Revenue Service. So more information would go to the IRS. They would know a lot more about what people are buying, what you know, how much they have in savings and transactions. And just, you know, a whole lot of government interference in this area. They're saying that they're going to keep it all quiet, don't worry about it. But we also know that the IRS has been hacked. There's been other information that, for political reason, has been released from the IRS over the years. So people are really concerned about this.
Are they really? I mean, you know, we kind of get fed this information and this kind of things happening to us in little, I mean, not in big spoonfuls, but little tiny baby spoonfuls. And we just eat it up. And the next thing you know, we're giving up all our freedoms. And there's no way that they need to know this kind of information about us.
No, they don't. They don't need to know if you buy a plane ticket or anything of that nature. It's none of their business. And you're right, you know, Bob, it's extreme overreach by the government. By the way, the banks are saying, look, this is going to increase our workload. It's going to increase our compliance regulations. That means they're going to spend more money. That means, you know, those additional costs are going to get passed on to you one way or the other, whether it's in fees, lower interest rates, or in your earnings. You know, you name it, but we're going to end up paying for it as well. So it's a double punch for the customer and for the American citizen.
All right, Chris, at 7:54, what are you watching for us this busy week?
Yeah, we have 12 Federal Reserve speeches on the docket, 2 regional surveys, 3 housing reports, 2 consumer confidence reports, personal income and spending, a revised GDP number, and the quarter ends. You know, at the we're coming up to the end of the third quarter on Thursday, so extremely busy, along with all the legislation that's being talked about getting pushed through.
All right, Chris, we know you're on top of all this for us, and we'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Chris Murray is the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick. Great to have him back. It is 7:54, time now for the Sean Hannity Morning Minute, brought to you by the good folks at Hafer's Gunsmithing, your one-stop gun shop. At 7:55, here's Sean.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, the Straits of Hormuz, where a third of the world's oil supply has to go through, and the Iranians are always playing games and saber-rattling and stopping tankers. We didn't have to worry about the Straits of Hormuz when we were energy independent under Donald Trump. We didn't import a single barrel of oil for months in Trump's last year of in office. Now we're begging OPEC. They're not going to take less than $75 a gallon at some point, and then they're going to push it up to $100 a gallon. And let me tell you, they think we are so dumb and stupid that they laugh at us. Because they know that we have more energy in terms of natural resources than they do.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, the school year is getting started for millions across the nation. Chances are your child's learning environment is not going to be a perfect one. Now, Acelus Power Home School, they have become the answer for both schools and for parents that have decided to bring their child's classroom either partially home or for full-time homeschooling. Now, parents worry that their kids are getting behind in math because schools had to close last year, and other parents worry if their kids are on track to read at their grade level. And now we're worried again that our kids might face disruptions this school year. Now, at powerhomeschool.org, it's one word, you're going to see how parents can control their children's education by offering online courses at home taught by some of America's greatest teachers. Now, it's especially effective if your student is struggling or students with learning disabilities. If you are considering homeschooling or looking to fill any gaps at home, please visit powerhomeschool.org. That's powerhomeschool.org today.
Hi, this is Becca with Hafer's Guns, and I have a secret.
We're expecting!
Are you kidding me?
Not a baby, silly. A new location.
Oh, thank baby Jesus.
Hafer's Guns is proud to welcome a Falling Waters, West Virginia location to the family. Please join us to celebrate October 1st and October 2nd for our grand opening. Two fantastic locations.
It's bigger.
Hafer's Guns, proud to be the best gun shop in the tri-state area. 15411 National Pike in Hagerstown, and now 6541 Williamsport Pike, Falling Waters, West Virginia. Hafer's Guns, your one-stop gun shop.
Pew, pew.
The 930 WFMD Listener Club is a service of locally owned McDonald's restaurants, including Route 40, West Patrick Street in Frederick, and Flower Hill Way in Gaithersburg.
The WFMD Listener Club. To join, look for the link at WFMD.com.
Hi, this is Bob Turner from Mount Airy. It's time to rise and shine with the Morning News Express on WFMD.
It is 7:57 on this wonderful Monday morning. Good morning. 301-694-WFMD. Bob and Ryan Hedrick.
It's just beautiful, Bob. It is breathtakingly just stunning outside. Look in the skyline outside of our WFMD studios. You know those pesky robocalls, Bob? They are supposed to come to an end next week.
Nice.
Yeah, the deadline for phone companies to block robocalls is next week. AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile all said Friday that they will meet the deadline. Funny, because I thought they were actually causing them. I thought they were selling my information. Maybe we'll get into...
Maybe they're not.
Maybe they're not.
I get the little spam calls. I had somebody who said, I know we got to go for a break. I'll tell you what, maybe a quick fix for this coming up next hour on the Morning News Express here on WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
In Frederick on 15 northbound, we're finding delays this morning from Jefferson Street moving up to 7th Street. 70 eastbound is still slowing south Mountain to Monument Road. In between 17 and Harmony Road, approaching alternate 40 to the ramp for 270. And then as you are moving in between 32 and 29, 270 southbound delays, they continue to be in Frederick County from Baker Valley Road to Hyattstown, and then from Germantown to Gaithersburg. That is your 930 WFMD traffic. A service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Your 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast right now, 63 in Frederick, going up to 68. Skyscan forecast brought to you by PJsRoofing.com. More to come in the 8 o'clock hour right here on WFMD.